Hi, this is Jennifer Jones reporting for Citizen Relay, and I'm here with Mark McRitchie from Community Centre Halls in Maryhill. Hi Mark, can you just tell us a little bit about what's happening here today?
This is the launch of the Community Empowerment and Renewal Bill. We've been the kind of launch venue, but as well as that going on today, we've got business as usual. So we've got the children at nursery as normal, we've got elderly people coming in for daycare, and our Prince's Trust team as usual. So whilst we've had all these great guests from across Scotland coming to hear about the bill and hearing the Minister make the announcement, it's been business as usual as well downstairs.
It's been exciting. So can you tell us a little bit about maybe just a brief history of the halls and what, how it represented in the community?
Yes, the halls were built as a church in the 1920s, and it ran really engaged as part of the community, as part of its outreach, until the mid-70s. It was then slated for closure, but the community launched a campaign to take it, you know, to keep it going, keep it open, and they were successful in that. And since then, the last 35 years, we've run it as a community facility. So we've kind of looked after it, invested in it, and tried to ensure it meets the needs of the community. We are now at a stage where we're talking to the City Council about looking to transfer ownership. There are certain things we'd like to do to the building, but because it's not ours, we've got the title deeds, it means we can't do that. So we're keen to do that and aspire to get the building to take it forward to the next generation.
So you'd say that maybe you've been held up as a sort of beacon, as something for the government. Do you think it's something that maybe you could use as an example for other communities in Scotland?
I think each community has a different story. I think and hope that people can be inspired by our story. I would hesitate to say the word beacon. Certainly we like to be seen as an anchor for our community, and I hope that others can learn from our story. We certainly have learned from going and seeing others, and I think that process is there. The journey that we've gone through, I hope others can go through as well, and make a difference day in, day out to other communities.
And I've only got a minute left on the audio booth, so I know the torch really is actually passing through me. How, have you got anything planned within the community centre to celebrate the Olympic torch coming past?
Not as such. We've just recovered from our Jubilee celebrations. We've had daycare and after school care to the Jubilee celebrations, so that's been our kind of focus. So we've just recovered from that. So there's nothing particularly planned at the moment, but we're quite creative in this place, so something seems to be put together quite quickly.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot and good luck with everything.
Okay.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Thanks. Can I just take a